This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
Wakarusa, one of the biggest music festivals in Mid-America, begins soon.
I'm very excited. You can actually start moving your stuff in today.
That's right. Some people will move in today or later today and then might not leave till Monday morning.
Might not leave till Monday morning because shows are lined up through late Sunday evening.
Yeah, and we'll go into the early hours of Monday morning. And then people, I think, have to be gone something like midday Monday.
I think so.
Now, to kind of help celebrate Wakarusa, we brought in to the Furman Garner Performance Studio one of the local bands that will be playing in front of fans this week.
Yes, the Flip Off Pirates. Heard of them forever and hadn't actually had them in the studio, me personally.
Right. They're one of the longest tenured local bands in this region.
Yes, it includes Jake Whedon, Barry Moore, Jeff Kearney, Chad Safrick, and Matt Smith. And I knew some of these people from high school, from other bands, things like that. And I think when we were talking, one of the first things we mentioned, you asked how many years of music they had, and there's much confusion with math because there's a lot of numbers.
And almost all of them started playing in bands in their teenage years, many of them coming from Newton County, including a couple that went to high school together in Deer, Arkansas.
Yes.
Which is one of the smallest school districts, not just in our region, but in the entire state.
Yes, very small.
And but they've hung together. The core of this band has been together for a long time, playing together. Jeff Kearney's also in 1 Ounce Jig, but they always come back and play some concerts and gigs together.
Right.
There's a real bond there, and you'll hear in this conversation, there's a sort of irreverence, but a real affection that they have for each other.
Yeah, and one of the things that we had asked them about, you know, was why they think they keep playing together, why they're still together. And I think the unanimous decision was that the consensus was that there's no drama or very low drama with this group. And so because of that, I mean, there's really no reason to break up. There's no problems with things.
They're easygoing.
They're very easygoing people.
And the reason they're going to Wakarusa, we should mention, is they won
a spot
at the Waka Classic.
The Winter Waka Classic at Georgia's Majestic Lounge here in Fayetteville. They host that, I guess, every year, last couple of years at least.
Right.
You know, the way it works is you get selected to come and perform, and then, you know, it's a audience choice, basically. You get a ticket and you vote, and they won, and so they earned a spot to play at Wakarusa tomorrow night around 9:30 on the Georgia's Majestic Backwoods stage.
And so we invited the band to come to our studio to play, but we also talked to them about their long time together and asked what's the cohesive force that keeps them together. And they all said within a second of being asked that question, it's Jake Whedon's writing.
I wrote a poem about Kurt Cobain. I remember that was the first poem I ever wrote. And I had a teacher who kind of encouraged me, you know, and I just went from there.
And this was in which high school?
I went to the big town of Deer.
The Antlers.
Oh, yeah.
You've heard of it. So,
oh, yeah.
Our mascot was an inanimate object.
So. One of the best mascots in Arkansas.
Yeah.
I mean, when you put it together. Mm-hmm. So this teacher encouraged you. That was a poem. When did you think about adding music to it?
I guess shortly after that, my older brother sent me a bass in the mail, and I just started messing around on that, and kind of found it to be an outlet, you know, for poetry or whatever. So I guess that's why I started playing bass, because I had one for free. And I just, other than that, I just, you know, kind of, I just fell in love with it, I guess, is the only way to say it, you know.
What is it, you guys both said his writing instantly, what is it you like about his writing?
It's like nobody else's, and he's one of the best. Doesn't matter if you're known or not. It matters what you're doing and what you say, your content and your style. That's what matters to me.
To me, I really like the funny stuff, maybe because we have a similar sense of humor, but some of the funny stuff you write is really good. And
well, I write serious stuff, but then I write a parody to that, a comical parody of.
I don't know. You hear so much of the same stuff happening, you know.
Again, some of it can be pretty dark, but...
Yeah. And this is just a lot. I mean, I can honestly say I've never heard anything like it, you know?
Do you guys ever have any input in the writing process?
Yeah, we collaborate on everything, basically.
Each one of us, an iron fist.
Each one of us, and we all have tunes, but Jake just has. I mean, we have the other outlets of our particular ensembles, too.
I mean, we might make some music, like I have a bass line that I'm messing with, and he has some lyrics that he already had.
Some tunes,
and then
Jeff,
that might turn into a song sometimes.
Jeff's written a lot of the tunes, too, and I've written a lot of the music on a lot of tunes. We usually just come up with something, and we just kind of, this is an idea, and then we all put our style, whatever we're thinking, into it until it become somewhat cohesive, we'll say somewhat, and then
some of it too will come from like improvising, just playing, you know, from the jam. We'll just be jamming and hit on something that we like, and Jake will immediately have like 25 verses of lyrics for it.
It's been an evolution for sure. It's ended up in a different place than it started, but the sound is, if this makes any sense, but the sound is essentially the same. The style is pretty much the same, but there's definitely been an evolution over the years to where it is right now. I think it's more mature now than it.
Right, I know. I don't think there has been too many bands that have, especially on the local scene, that have been together long enough, you know, this long to kind of have that chance to evolve and grow it, you know. I'm really happy to be a part of something like that.
When you talk about changes, your lineup has changed and the music has kind of changed, but have you guys always been the Flip-Off Pirates?
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Where does the name come from?
Barry, was, Jake, you guys want to...
Yeah, me and Barry were in a gong show a long time ago, back in high school, and...
Shams.
We actually didn't even have any act. We just kind of... They were trying to get people to be in it because there weren't even enough people in it to have the event.
Yeah,
because
we're a deer, you know.
So if you don't have full 100% student pop participation.
Right.
These guys were really strange so we just, back then, too. I mean, if you throw them out on the gym floor, something intriguing and interesting
yeah,
is going to happen.
Strange was yeah, something strange. Yeah. Anyway, we just we put together this crazy act, and we didn't have a name for it. And then right before we were going on, this friend of ours said, "How about the Flip-Off Pirates?" So we're like, "Okay, that's pretty cool." And then, you know, the name kind of just stuck after that.
And everybody remembered it. All the little kids
sort of adolescent or whatever, you know. But now everybody knows us as that. So
you couldn't change it now,
right?
There was some.
We were thinking about. Just changing it to an acronym to keep up with the youth, you know.
Now, you guys actually won your spot into Wakarusa because you won the Waka Winter Classic?
Yes.
Yeah, a very close friend who told me we won by about 8 votes. So the rest of the bands out there, it's not like we really are that much more popular than you.
Well, how does the competition work? Because I know I hear about it every year and I never get the chance to go.
You have to show up and vote. It's a crowd participation. Everybody gets
a vote.
What is it?
They give you a ticket when you come in, and then they have an envelope for each band at a table.
So if you just walk around and find all the ones that have fallen on the floor by people who have been drinking too much,
we actually hired a couple people to do that for us. Is this on?
Yeah, we had moles.
We had ticket gnomes. They were cruising the floors. Before that, you have to submit an application to Wakarusa, and then they pick the bands that are going to be in it. And then they give each band like a 30-minute slot that night to play.
Oh, okay. So the organizers of Wakarusa actually pick who gets to compete.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. When do you play at Wakarusa?
9:30 next Thursday.
Yeah.
9:30 to 10:30.
May 30th.
What's this? It's the Backwoods stage?
Yep. May 30th. Mm-hmm. Backwoods stage. In between Black Crows and Sound Tribe, Sector 9.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Have you guys, any of you ever played at Wakarusa before?
I've played there with my other band, the 1 Ounce Jig.
Mm-hmm.
And we're playing there again this year on Sunday.
I sat in for a tune with Tea Leaf Green last year on the revival stage at about 2 in the morning, and it was pretty awesome. It's a nice change up from playing at, say, like a restaurant with 20 people in it.
How many people were at that gig? Guessing.
A lot. As far as I could see.
Oh.
Or either.
All the way back, as far as I could tell.
Yeah.
And for 1 Ounce Jig, same?
Well, we played, last time we played right alongside the headliner, so it started out pretty good, and then it kind of thinned out towards the end.
But you just can't take that personally.
We were thinking like 10:30 Saturday night, that's a great spot. Yes. But it turned out to be, it was still great. It was great. What am I saying? We had a great time. And yes, there were thousands of people there, screaming fans.
You can't ever walk into any gig with any kind of expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Let you know, when it's over, you can think about it then. So you don't want to be disappointed by expecting too much.
Kind of seems hard to walk into Wakarusa without some kind of expectation.
Yeah, well, festivals are different.
Expect the porta potties to be clean, hopefully, but
on the first day.
That's the number one expectation.
Well, yeah, first day's good.
Festivals are rough for festivals are rough because they rush. If you're not a big band, they'll rush you on and off pretty quick.
Oh, really?
And the sound checks are considerably shorter than a band that has a big time agent, and so it's not all lights and rock star stuff all the time. There's a lot more there's a lot more to it as far as things to get past, and I've experienced that quite a bit. Playing outside is a lot more difficult than playing inside because the sound escapes, and so I've always found it a lot harder. I like to have a wall around me to just give some substance to the sound of the amps and monitors and things.
Okay, so if we said we'd like to have you guys back when you're in your mid-60s, do you think the Flip Off Pirates will still be going then?
If I haven't spontaneously combusted.
If we're alive, we'll probably all be here.
By then, we might be able to tour or something. All our kids will be growing up and stuff.
I was thinking about when we first got together, how we were just always bashing on stuff. Like, we'd ride in a car. We were just always, like, making music, you know, just banging on the seats and, you know, whatever we could. If we were swimming, we were like splashing in the water and making sounds.
Mm-hmm. Putting Subway bags on our
heads.
Right. We want to set up to play something?
Yeah, sure. All right, this song is called Cosmic Masquerade, and it's just about how nothing is actually what it appears to be on first thought, I guess. All right, here we go. Pain turned to bliss with just one kiss, and then bliss turned to sorrow with no longing for tomorrow. Send me to my grave, 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 send me to my grave. Down, it's got you down. But under the counter powder has got you spread all around. Bad brown whiskey, turn your smile into a frown. And rot gut tequila has got you down, it's got you down. Your friends call you kingpin, and they love to watch you clown. And you would never disappoint them when they call your name out loud. Your friends call you treetops, 'cause your head's so far from the ground. But you could never come down, 'cause
Cause you love the way it sounds. Yes, you love the way that it sounds. Yes, you love the way that it sounds.
That was Jake Whedon, Barry Moore, Jeff Kearney, Chad Safrick, and Matt Smith of the Flip-Off Pirates. They recently visited the Furman Garner Performance Studio. The Flip-Off Pirates will perform at 9:30 tomorrow night on the George's Majestic Backwoods stage. More information is available at wakarusa.com.
And if you'd like some more information about the band, you can visit facebook.com/flipoffpirates.